Chuf Dalet Teves, Thursday the 15th of January, Rabbi Shlomo Primark, the essence of Lashon HaKodesh.
Good morning to the Choshev Tzibo. Before I begin, I would like to note the absence of my grandfather-in-law, Mr. Richard Kaufman, who due to physical weakness isn't zeichet to be mishtatef in the shiur this morning, which is zeichet to be mishtatef on a daily basis. May he, Yaakov ben Mendel, and his wife, Finkel Vazgit, be zeichet for Shleimer, and may the zechus of the Divrei Torah, which will be said in Altar Shavir this morning, stand for him and for all Chili Yisrael. Being here this morning reminds me of an anecdote which happened with me a couple of years ago, about 12 or 13 years ago, when I was in Yerushalayim and I had a very important shaila to ask one of the foremost poskim in Yerushalayim at the time, Hagaon Rav Moshe Halberstam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I don't know if you know, Hagaon Rav Moshe Halberstam had a beis seiron Rehov Yishai in Yerushalayim, where people would come and ask him shailas in all four parts of Shulchan Aruch. People would queue up for hours. That day I had a shaila and I didn't make it at the beis seiron. So I came later in the afternoon to his house, I knocked on the door, and I told the Rebbetzin, can I ask the Rav a shaila? So the Rebbetzin told me the Rav is resting. So I told the Rebbetzin that it's really, really important. Fine. So she let me in. I came in, Rav Moshe was sitting at his table, drinking a tea, and speaking on the phone to some Talmud in South America, and I was able to overhear a Sichas Chulin, which he said over to his Talmud. He said he was invited to speak in front of a very big tzibul. And he didn't have what to say to the tzibul. He didn't have it prepared. He didn't know what to say. So he started off saying, Mi sheba, baruch haba. The one who came is welcome. Mi sheloba, the one who didn't come, baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I say, Mi sheba, baruch haba. Umi sheba, baruch Hashem. Both the ones who came is baruch haba, and the ones who came, baruch Hashem, to hear divrei Torah. This reminds me of another story which I heard about Hagaon Rabbanan Leib Shteyman Shlita, which happened a couple of years ago. There was a bocher, a shvacher bocher, who didn't have cheshek tam in limud Torah kedoshim. And he wanted to come to discuss it with the G'dol HaDor to hear what his opinion on the matter is. So he comes to Rav Leib's home in Rehov Chazon Ish number 5 in Bnei Barak, goes up the steps, knocks on the door, tells the Bnei Abayis, he's got a shayli, needs to ask the G'dol HaDor. So the Bnei Abayis, the Gaboim over there, his Einiklach, ask him, what would you like to discuss with the G'dol HaDor? What's so important? He says, well, I'm a bocher at my full koiches, and I haven't got cheshek to learn Torah. Perhaps the G'dol HaDor can paskin for me that I'm potter from learning Torah. I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. Perhaps he can paskin for me that I'm not mechuyev to learn Torah. Fine. The Bnei Abayis said, you can come in. You can speak to the Rosh Hashiva? So he says, yes, but I have one more request, says the Bochum. Please, let me say what I want to say. Do not translate my words, do not mix in. Let me speak straight to the Rosh Hashiva. I don't know if you know Rabban Leib today, a man of probably over 100, weak, frail, his head is sharp, as the most sharpened knife. He's a weak man. The Mishpacha says, fine, you want to speak to him straight? Gesundheit, you can go ahead. The Bochur comes in, gives Shalom to Rabban Leib. Rabban Leib gives him back Shalom. Rabban Leib asks the Bochur, so, what did you come for? The Bochur says, well, Rebbe, I haven't got Cheshek. No, he says, well, Rebbe, does the Rosh Hashiva like steak? Does the Rosh Hashiva like steak? Steak. I think the Olam knows what steak is. It's been breakfast. The Olam knows what steak is. Right? The Rosh Hashiva picks up his eyes and looks at the Bochur and says, steak? Lo yodea maze. Beis nisht. I don't know if anybody of here was ever zeche to be in Rochov Chazanish number 5 by Rabban Leib. I was zeche about a year ago to be by him. Everything about his house, everything about him says that in his dictionary the word Olam Hazeh does not exist. You come into his little flat, you see a few layers of paint peeling off, different colors of different times that it was painted, all peeling off. A yid that doesn't chew his food, swallows his food. The food that he kimat doesn't eat, he swallows. A yid on which on his Rebbetzin's matzeve it says, Moaso behavelei ubetanugei olam hazeh. She was moyes. In the Havolim of Olam Hazeh, comes this Bochur to Rabban Leib and says, does the Rosh Hashiva like steak? No. No wonder, Rabban Leib says, Mazeh steak? No. So the Bochur starts telling the Rosh Hashiva, well, Rosh Hashiva, you take a big lump of meat and you slice it to slices and then you fry it in oil for a few seconds and then you add all different types of sauces to it. And then, and the Bochur goes on. Rabban Leib loses his patience and says, what do you want from me? The Bochur burst out crying. And the Bochur says, Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh Hashiva doesn't like steak. And therefore the Rosh Hashiva doesn't want me to bring him a piece of steak. Well, Rosh Hashiva, I don't like Torah. So why am I forced to learn Torah? So, Rabban Leib heard the Bochur and felt the Bochur's pain, sat the Bochur down, held his hand, and started thinking, what could he tell such a Bochur that honestly doesn't have a town in Limud HaTorah and honestly came to ask a psak from the Gedolei HaDoror to have a ptur from Talmud Torah? After a few minutes of silence, he turns to the Bochur and asks the Bochur, tell me, is honey sweet? So the Bochur says, most definitely yes, honey is sweet. So the Rosh Hashiva asks him, well, if someone will tell you that honey is bitter, what will you say? Well, Rosh Hashiva, he must be lying. Honey is sweet. Says Rabban Leib, my entire Bochur, the same way you understand, the same way you realize that honey is sweet and someone who says it's not is wrong, so too Torah is sweet. And if someone says that honey is not sweet, must be he's got some sores in his mouth and the honey burns his mouth. Well, Bochur, perhaps I don't know you, but perhaps your mouth is not clean from Diburim Asurim, is not clear from Lashon Hara, is not clean from things which are not meant to be said. And therefore you got sores in your mouth. I mean, you taste Torah, Torah isn't sweet to you. My answer to you is, go, brush your teeth very well, clean out your mouth, and then you'll see Torah is sweet. I think there's nothing more appropriate to say to Choshev HaBalabati Mukam, the first thing in the morning, to hear the Torah. The first thing they open their mouth with in the morning is Tefillah, and from there they go on to Torah. Ashreichem, the soil. In the Tefillah of Shabbos Kodesh, Shachris, we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, ki eved ne'emon koros oloi. Moshe Rabbeinu is a eved ne'emon. Klil tif'eres b'roishe nasat oloi, ועומדוי לפונחו על הר סיני, לבזויכת את הלוחויס, ושני לוחויס אבונים הוירית ביודוי, וחוסו בהם שמיר השבוס. What's the point of Moshe being a Eved Nehemon and bringing down לוחויס אבונים? Why are Anshei Knesset Agadoilo saying over here that he brought down לוחויס אבונים? Hosa nafkemine. He brought down the לוחויס. What's the importance of what they were made? לוחויס אבונים. And what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Ne'emon? I'll try to explain this. There's a saying in Yiddish of Kleingeld, to say it over in an oifen that we can all understand. V'inoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, u'ma'as yadeinu kinen aleinu, u'ma'as yadeinu kineneinu. In last week's parasha, we find the mice of the sne. Umoisha yoroyas to Nisro, Hoysne, Koin, Midian, Vayanagas to Nach Ramido, Midbor of Hule, Vayar Malachashemelo, Belabas H. Matechas Ne, Vayar in a sne, Boyer Vayesh, a sne in an ukol. The sne isn't burning. Vayemo Moshe, Osurano, the Ere, the Samare, Hagodo Laze, Madua, Loy Yivar Hasne. Moshe Rabbeinu wonders why is the sne not burning. Vayar Hashem kisor lirois. Hashem saw. Kisor lirois. Vayikro Elov Elohim mitrich hasne vayemar Moshe, Moshe vayemar inein. And the parasha continues. The question arises, why does it say in the Torah, vayemar Moshe, osurono ve'ere es hamare. First, osurono, let me go away from where I am. And then, ve'ere es hamare. Then I shall see the Mare of Kuvayd Hashem, the snare being boir bo'esh, and not burning. Says Rashi, Osurono, Osuro Mika, I shall move away from over here, Lehiskarev Shom, in order to come close to there, to the Mokoim of the Gilui Ashkino. So I heard a kasha from Ovi Moire Shlita. Why didn't the Torah just say, Vayiskarev, Moshe, to the Mokoyim, Hasne. Vayomer Moshe, Eskarvo, Lirois. If the purpose was to get close to see the Gilui Shechino, why did Moshe first say, Osurono, I shall leave my place from where I am, and then go closer? Perhaps the terrace of this is, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Avdi Moshe. B'chol Beisi Ne'emon Hu. In one place in the Torah, in one place only, in the end of the Sefer Torah, Parashas Uzei Sabrocha, it says, Vayomos Sho, Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe Eved Hashem. Says the Vilna Goyim, here Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoyche to be Mis'ale, to be elevated to a madrega which he wasn't zoyche during his lifetime. During his lifetime, he was called Eved Ne'emon, Avdi Moshe, but he was not called Eved Hashem. And the Goyim brings down the Gemara, the Shavuos. The Gemara says, Ki doveik l'shachvor v'yishtachav uloch. You get close to the Moshe, to the Tsar, to the governor, v'yishtachav uloch, and they'll bow down to you. Eved Melech, Melech. The Eved of a king is himself a king. When a person gets so close to the king, he himself becomes the king. I know this is a very difficult musik to understand, but I'll try to explain it in a simple oifen. Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Kol Yomov, we have no musik of who he was, Arboim Yoim, Arboim Lailo, he's in Shomayim, he doesn't eat. The tainis, the Medrash says, it was no different to us. He had a goof, he needed to eat, and he was misgabir. He strengthened himself, he overpowered his physical needs. Afak became Kol Yimei Chayo of his whole lifetime, he didn't get to the Madrege of Eved Hashem, only Bishas Mise, where there was a hisbaklus, a bitul of his guf. Then he was misdabik completely in the Shechina, and he was called the Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem. Perhaps that's why the Torah is being makdim to us before the whole Maisa of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is so lirois. He first has to move away. He can't stay where he's standing. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu, where he's standing is a mokim govoya al govoya, he still can't stand where he's standing. Moshe Rabbeinu has to move away. Has to go away from himself, from Inyone Olam Hazeh, even that bit of Inyone Olam Hazeh which he had. He has to go away. Then, ve'er eno, then he could see the mare of the sneh burning in the fire and not being destroyed, not getting burnt out. Perhaps that's pshat in the tefillah we say. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi ki eved ne'emon koros eloi. He was an eved ne'emon. Ba'omdoi lefonecho al har Sinai ושני לוחיס אבונים הוריד ביודוי. What are לוחיס אבונים? What are אבונים? What's the place for אבונים in Shomayim? In Shomayim, there's air. In Shomayim, there are malochim. In Shomayim, there is perhaps the sun, the moon, the kochovim. Where's the mokim for אבונים in Shomayim? In this week's parsha, we find a very interesting Rashi. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Borei Olam to go and speak to Paro to take him out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want the job, doesn't want the shlichus, and the main thing, the main point, he tells Borei Olam is, Be Hashem. Lo yish tvorim anoichi, gam yitzboil gam shilshoi, gam meoz daberchu el avdecho, kichvat perchu vad loshen anoichi. Ve'yemar Hashem, elov mi sompel odom, o imi yasum ilen, oichene, shepikei avdim rabbeinu mi Hashem. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm a kvat peh, and I am a kvat loshen. What are these two things? Kvat peh, kvat loshen. In this week's parasha, again, in a bit of a different oifen. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimer, ani Hashem, daber el paru melech Mitzrayim, eskol asher nidaber elecha, vayomer Moshe lifnei Hashem, hein ani aral tzfosayim, ve'eich yishma ilai paroi. Hein ani aral tzfosayim, kvat pe, ve'aral tzfosayim. Twice in this week's parasha, ve'eich yishma ini paroi, v'ani aral tzfosayim. Says Rashi. V'ani aral tzfosayim, atum tzfosayim, my lips are covered. V'chein kol loshin orlo. Whenever there's a loshin of orlo, ani oimer, says Rashi, I say, shehu otum. It's closed, covered up, sealed. Orlo ozno. The ear is sealed. Atumo mishmoya is sealed from hearing. Arli leiv. Atumi mehovim. The heart is sealed from understanding. So too over here, says Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth was sealed. What's the mashmos? How do we understand these two inyonim of kvat peh v'aral tzfosayim? We find in Loshon HaKodesh two inyonim in Chazal. Mitzad Echot, Chazal called it Loshon HaKodesh. Mitzad Sheini, in Rashi, in last week's parsha, Rashi in Iyoiv, Chazal in many places, call it Loshon Ivri, or Ivris in certain places. What's the difference? What are these two inyonim? Ivris, Loshon HaKodesh. It's the same language. Once Chazal said the Torah was given by Loshon Ivris, and once Chazal said Torah was given by Loshon HaKodesh. Why? Why and what are these two inyonim? We all said this morning, in the Shir Shel Yoyim, Yoyim Chamishi V'Shabos, Eidus V'Yoyseif, Somoi B'Tseis Al Eretz Yisrayim, Svas Reyodati Eshmo. Gemor in Soit Elam Devov Omet Beis, says Pshat in this Pasuk, that when Paro told Yosef HaTzadik to come and rule, be the viceroy of Mitzrayim, said, Paro is Yoyatzin, say to Paro, how could you allow Yosef HaTzadik, who doesn't understand Shivim Loshen, can't speak Shivim Loshen, how can you let him come and rule over Mitzrayim? So, the Malach came and taught Yosef all the Shivim Loshen. Bo Gabriel velimdo Shivim Loshen. Bo Gabriel. Ulamocho, the next day, kol lishne dishtoi paroi bahatei, every loshen of the shivim loshen which paroi spoke to Yosef with, ahadolei, Yosef was able to answer back, and you, Gabriel taught him all the loshenos. But then, ishtoi ihu beloshen hakodesh, Yosef spoke to paroi in loshen hakodesh. Nu, vehave koyoda, mai have omar. Paroi didn't understand. What is Yosef saying? Omar lei, said Paroi to Yosef, Agmeri, teach it to me. You know Shivim Loshen, you're a very wise man. Besides that, you also know Loshen HaKodesh, so please teach it to me. Agmeri. No? So Yosef HaTzadik sits down with Paroi, gives him lessons, teaches him Loshen HaKodesh. Veloi gomar, says Agmor, he couldn't understand it. He couldn't learn it. Paroi couldn't understand Loshon HaKodesh. And the Gemara continues that therefore Paroi told him, made him swear that he won't tell anyone that he doesn't know Loshon HaKodesh. And the Gemara continues over there. There's a machloikes between different achroinim, the Re'ein and the Marsho, whether one of the Loshonos which the Malach taught Gavril was Loshon HaKodesh or not. Was that one of the Shivim Loshonos which the Malach taught him or not? And perhaps Pshatnes Machlokes is as follows. We say in Tefillah, Uvonu vocharto mikol am veloshon. The Olam chose us, chose a nation, mikol am, from all other nations, veloshon. Loshen. We have a different Loshen. The Bala Tfilah, the Ashik Nesagdil, use the Loshen, Uvonu Vocharto, we were chosen. Masha'in Kenon Yontef, we say, Ato Vocharotonu Mikol O'ami, V'roimam Tonu Mikol HaLoshenos. We start off, Vocharotonu Mikol O'ami, from all nations we were chosen. But when we get to Loshen, we don't say, Vocharotonu Mikol HaLoshenos. V'roimam Tonu Mikol HaLoshenos. So to in Kiddush of Yom Tov, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Om, and we don't continue saying Mikol Loshen, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Om, V'roim Amonu Mikol Loshen. He was not roim in us Mikol Loshen. Says the Rekeach, Roim Amonu Mikol Loshen is Loshen HaKodesh. In order to understand this inyan, I would like to read to you a Loshen of the Shloh. The Shloh HaKodesh explains, everything we have in this world all comes from the previous Elomis, higher Elomis, Atzilus, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya, till it comes down here in Olam Hazeh. Says the Shulchan Kodesh, when we say Yad, a hand, we call a hand Yad. Yad isn't a hand via our concept. It's not the way we understand a hand. Yad is something Lemalo, 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 Govoya Mal Govoya. It's Meramez, the Midas HaChesed of Hashem Yisborach. If it's Yad Yamin, if it's Yad Smoil, it's Meramez, the Midas HaGvurov, Berekolo Elonim. Ayin, says the Shlo, is not the eye the way we perceive it. Ayin is the Hashgocha of the Berekolo Elonim in this world. Elomai, we use those words of Lashon HaKodesh in order to explain things the way we see it in Olam Hazeh. But the Shoresh of these things is way Lemalo, Lemalo, Lemalo. I see I'm not going to be Zeuche to be Mashlim the thought over here. I'll be Mekatsa. In Mila there are two things. There's Mila and there's Priya. The Chituch Ha'ol and there's Priya. This Halakha explains one is taking away the bad and one is adding Kedusha to the Yid. In Lashon HaKodesh there are two things. This is Lashon Ivri and this is Lashon HaKodesh. Is it being a Lashon like all other Lashonis? Like English? Like French? Like all other Lashonis? It's a Lashon. And besides that, it's the Shoresh of all the other Lashonis. Because it comes Migovoya Mal Govoya, from the Shoresh of everything else. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoiche to bring down the Luchois Avonim. When we are Oved Hashem, we take Inoni Oilom Hazeh, and we male them, we meroimem them, we bring them up. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoiche to do much more than that. He was zoiche to bring down the Avonim which were Lamalo, to bring them down here in Oilom Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu's Avonim in Oilom Hazeh weren't our Avonim in Oilom Hazeh. His Avonim were the Avonim lefi the Shoresh that they were in Shomayim. That's Pshat in Kvad Pe Varal Sfosayim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bore Olam, I'm Kvad Pe, I can't speak, but besides that, I'm also an Aral Sfosayim. Kvat Peh means that he was missing the Loshen Ivri, the Poshet Loshen. He couldn't speak. He was missing the Poshet Loshen, he couldn't speak. Masha'enkein, Aral Sfosayim means his speech was covered over. His speech was sosum. He was missing that chelek of the Loshen, which is Loshen HaKodesh. And in order to take out the Yidden of Mitzrayim, of Memtes Shari Tumo, in order to have a language with Paroi, to be able to speak to Paroi, he needed to have the Loshen HaKodesh. I must be Mekatzer, I'm sorry. I hope the Oilem had some Te'eles, and I wish the Oilem a good day. Go ahead.